While President Trump cuts funding for critical infrastructure and guts clean air protections, union jobs and clean air are at risk. But New York is stepping up. Through Sustainable Future Fund and Clean Air Initiative investments, Governor Hochul is supporting family-sustaining jobs, healthier communities, and a stronger future for every New Yorker. We will put New York on the path to real energy security, powered by people, not polluters. A trip to the ER shouldn't bankrupt your family. But Mark Early voted against health care coverage for thousands of children that protects families from losing everything. Early even voted against critical Medicaid funding, supported by Republicans and Democrats, and sided with debt collectors who target families struggling with medical bills. Mark Early is not for us. Right now, behind closed doors, a board rigged for big real estate corporations is selling out New York's construction workers. They're letting wealthy real estate executives cash in millions in taxpayer subsidies while exploiting their workers and pocketing the wages these workers rightfully deserve. New Yorkers know it's wrong, and it's time for New York's leaders to take action and put an end to it. Now, Reform 224A. While we're struggling, Congressman Chip Roy is about to vote on a plan to cut taxes for rich people in blue states, which would blow up the budget deficit, instead of fighting for us. Call Congressman Roy. Tell him no more handouts for the rich coastal elites. It's time to put us first. Nassau families aren't buying what Bruce Blakeman is selling. He blocked local energy projects, higher bills and lost jobs, ignored federal funds to fix lead pipes and forever chemicals, leaving families at risk, wasted $20 million on cronies and billed drivers illegal fees, launched a reckless militia, targeted immigrants, and attacked transgender women. The total cost? Too much for Nassau families. Bye-bye, Blakeman. Mark Early was a lobbyist for an extremist group hell-bent on banning abortion with no exceptions. Early pushed a law that forces pregnant women to go through painful and unnecessary medical procedures that doctors called dangerous, violating our bodies and shaming rape victims. Now, as delegate, Early's never passed a law because his focus is too extreme.